to John Cooper. I hope you're enjoying life and death and everything in between. If you're not, I suggest you go back to episode 1 and sort yourself out with it, because this is episode 4 already. If you really can't be bothered listening to the previous episodes though, the story so far is this. In his sleep, Eamon Porktraddle visits the planet Kyara, where a vision of the Earth and all its squalor is revealed to him. He realizes that there is something he ought to be doing about it. Next day, whilst picking up litter on the beach and being driven mad by the mermaids who keep reminding him of his quest, he finds a cheese sandwich. The sandwich reminds him of something that happened in his past and which he has chosen to forget. Now, listen on. Life and Death and Everything in Between by Peter John Cooper, and music by Julian Harrow. With Julian Harrow as Eamon Porktraddle, Holly Cooper and Eleanor Cooper as the mermaids, and Tricia Lewis as Gloria Swanson, the town mayor. Episode 4, Hope.
Good morning, son.
Dee, who owns the cafe on the corner of the bay, is rolling up the shutters and with a mop and bucket is sluicing down the pavement. Dee rings the mop by leaning on it. Her attention is caught by the intricate, endless patterns of whorls and spirals, purple, blue and grey, that every single paving stone reveals. A thousand once-living creatures compressed in every slab under countless unheeding heels as the soapy water drains away.
Gloria in Excelsis.
Gloria, the town mayor, rises like the sun in her apartment above the square. Clad only in her magnificence, she enters her polished marble and chrome bathroom, and haloed by unguents and sweet wafts of oriental mysteries, she pauses by the window and gazes with steely benevolence on her domain.
Smells so sweet. Oh, pardon. Whoops. Better out than in.
The first two visitors walk through the town, a young man and a young woman with hair as skimble-scamble as the blackberry bush they slept under. Medical students.
Our hope for the future. They may wear old jeans and torn jumpers and carry backpacks from which hang a mess of coloured ropes and clips and carabiners and nuts on wires. But they are accumulating days and weeks of life. Soon they will be replete, building up, becoming useful. Not like some I could mention.
They turn away from the beach and head up the hill towards the cliffs. They are going to climb down the V-diff Mama's Big One to the sea, and then back up the double crusty burger V-severe before having lunch near the lighthouse and spend the afternoon sunning themselves on the rabbit cropped, dropping dropped, scuffed thrift, watching the far blue horizon.
That's the laughter.
There will hope and longing. Soon we will draw them in. Draw them to us. We will screw them tight to us. Building the future, their future, our future.
But they are completely unaware of anything outside of this moment. This here and now. And the morning and the apricot sun and the pale blue sky and their expectation of danger and love.
I can see you. I can see what you're up to.
They do not see the lone figure of the elderly gentleman in baggy green shorts and sandals holding the lives of 80,000 souls in his hand. Their vision of the future extends no further than the cliffs and the coming excitement. Port Traddle points to them, finger extended like a gun. He wants to warn them of what might come. They do not hear his rattling cry or see his pointing finger. For them, this is the moment of Zen perfection. Traddle calls to the sun as it tips over the horizon and splashes its apricot light onto the torn posters of the amusement arcade that fronts the promenade. He wants so to believe in the future of these young people. He wants to cling to Newton's truth. Port Traddle stumbles towards the promenade.
Not yet. Not yet. Someone will always have to clear away the dreams.
Thank you for joining Eamon on his quest. We look forward to seeing you for the next episode coming soon. Meanwhile, why not feel a glow of satisfaction by sharing this with your friends and getting them to listen too? And then you can swap amusing anecdotes about him behind his back.
It seems like only yesterday.
Oh, pardon. Whoops. Better out than in.